This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre. It was a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction over a black community over 2 days. It left 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless. A White House spokeswoman said the president plans to, quote, shine a light on what happened and to make sure America knows the story in full. Biden is expected to say the Americans need to know the country's history of slavery and discrimination. Until recently, the Tulsa race riot was a little-known event in U.S. history, even as the country continues to struggle with racial and economic divisions in the present. Biden's visit coincides with the opening of a new museum to chronicle what happened, but questions remain over whether to pay reparations and how much to the remaining survivors and descendants of the assault, and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed in the massacre. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval for the use of a Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine for adults 18 and older. The UN Health Agency approved a vaccine Tuesday made by Sinovac Biotech. It's a Chinese biopharmaceutical company. It was the second time the WHO approved a vaccine made by a Chinese company on an emergency basis. The WHO's decision makes another vaccine available for use in poorer countries through COVAX, an international program that distributes vaccines to developing nations, many of them impoverished. More on that and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com.